Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast, the show where we provide organizing tips and solutions so you can get organized, simplify your life, and create more time so you can do the things you love to do. I am your host, Kath McEwen, and myself and my team help those with clutter clear their clutter, get organized, and pack and unpack. We help organize homes and offices and also help organize moves. So you ready? Let's get organized. Hi, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast. I'm your host, Kathy, and I cannot believe that this is episode number 80. Where has the time gone? 80 episodes already, 20 more, and I hit the big 100. So I'm going to have to make sure that I put a plan in action for that one, because that's going to be a big one. By the way, if you enjoy listening to our little podcast here at Organize for Success, would you be so kind as to leave a review and subscribe? I just want to make sure that you see the next episodes that are coming up, and also it would be easier for other people to find us. So I would really appreciate that. So thank you so much. All right. So today we are talking about how to get your family on board with decluttering and organizing. And I know this is a big topic because many families struggle with this. Either they can't get their spouse to tidy up and organize their home, or they can't get their children to tidy up, or both, right? Maybe it's both the children and the spouse. And it really is too much work for one person in a household to declutter, organize, and keep their home tidy when they live with other people who are not contributing to the work. And I see this quite often, that it seems to be one member of the family, one spouse, that tends to do most of the work. And so if you can relate to this, so can you relate? If so, you're not alone. I've seen this so many times when working with clients, and to be honest, it breaks my heart, because sometimes the one person that is doing all the work gets totally burnt out. They are often working during the day, and then they come home and they have to make supper, and then they have to clean and organize their home, and it's too much, or they just don't do it because they're too exhausted. So then things start to pile up in the home. And you know what? You shouldn't have to do it all. So if that's you, you're doing it all, you should not have to do it all. So here are some quick tips to help you get your family on board when it comes to home organizing. So if you have children, it's important and valuable to teach them organizing skills at a young age. Children can start putting away things as early as 2 years old. I used to run a home daycare many years ago, and we had a tidy up time. Actually, we probably tidied up more than once a day. I think we did it a couple of times. I think we tidied up just before lunch and then at the end of the day. And the children learned at that time how to tidy up. And like I said, they were young. They're maybe 2 years old, starting at two. And you know what? I think you could even start teaching them at 1.5. I know that sounds crazy, but you just show them where to put something. It's not like they're going to be doing major chores or anything, but you can start teaching them how to put things away. And that's what I did. I just showed them where to put things. So if you start teaching your kids at a young age how to tidy up, those lessons will stay with them forever. Not saying that they will always have a clean and tidy room or a home when they get older, but they will have a better chance of having a clutter-free home if you teach them the skills to do so. Labeling really helps too when it comes to tidying up. If your child is old enough to read, label it with words. So for example, cars. Then the child will know that the cars go into a certain container. If they're not old enough to read, then label them with pictures. Also, you can also make a game out of tidying up. For example, who can tidy up everything the fastest? And then, you know, put a timer on, for example, make it more fun for them. Or as soon as you can tell them, as soon as you're done tidying up, we're going to go have a snack. That will get them moving, right? Because they're going to want that snack. So there's ways you can get kids to tidy up, even at a young age. And, you know, labeling, I mentioned labeling. Labeling doesn't just have to be for young children. It could be for adults as well, right? Because it just makes it easier for all of us to know where things go if it's labeled. With older children or teenagers, it is usually harder to start teaching them to tidy up if you haven't started teaching them earlier, at an earlier age. But it's still possible. You just have to give them weekly chores or tasks to do, and you have to be consistent and don't cave in. Trust me, most teenagers will not tidy up if they are not told to do so. And it can be challenging because You may have to tell them over and over again, but if you keep at it and have consequences, if they don't do it, they will eventually do it. It takes time to train them, but they will get there. You just have to be consistent. And I'm going to talk about how to motivate your family members to tidy up in a bit. But first, let's talk about spouses. Okay. Spouses. So they may not always have the same desire to organize and declutter that you do, but it's important to get significant others on board by explaining to them how you feel about disorganization. You really have to be honest by letting them know exactly how you feel, and also explain to them that it's unfair for you to do all the work. And you can let them know that there's only so much time in the day and you can't do everything. And if they don't do the tidying up, then what you're going to have to do then is to take something else off your plate because you can't do it all. So, for example, maybe your spouse is now going to have to take responsibility of taking the kids to their activities and their appointments instead of you. So if you're tidying up, organizing and running the errands, then maybe you're going to have to say to your spouse, well, you know what? If you don't want to help tidying up, then you're going to have to start doing this as well, because I can't do it all. So the bottom line is that you can't do everything. So something has to give. Now, I just gave you an example of, you know, taking the children to an activity or whatever, or an appointment, but you can decide what's best for your family. But basically, what you want to do is take something off your plate so that you are not taking over doing everything, right? It's just too much. So something has to give. Another suggestion on what you can do to get your spouse to help out with home organizing, decluttering, or cleaning is to compromise. So for example, if your spouse wants to do something with him or her, for example, I don't know, maybe go for a hike on a Saturday afternoon, then you could suggest that, sure, we can do that, but let's both spend an hour in the morning tidying up. And then in the afternoon, we can go for a hike. So that's about compromising. If your spouse wants to do something, sure, but first, let's do this first so that it's done. So let's get an hour done in the home, getting things organized, and then we can have the day to do what we want. All right, so that's just another example of how you can get your spouse on board. You can also give your spouse their own cupboard or drawer for them to store their items in. And if their drawer or cupboard gets messy, that's okay. Let it. So be it. It's okay. It's their drawer. It's their cupboard. If it's messy, it's okay. I find that's easier than having them throw things all over the place. So just make sure they have an area where they can put their things in. And you know what? Once it gets full, like it's full, then they're going to have to go through the items and tidy it up, because you don't want to have to keep giving them another cupboard or another drawer or another area of the house to make messy, right? You can't do that. But you can give them that area. They can do what they want with it. And if it gets messy, so be it. Especially if it's behind a door, you know, you don't see it as much. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what? I just give him a drawer or a cupboard. That's it. He has a lot of stuff. So one drawer or cupboard is not enough. Well, it depends on what they have and the space they need. But if they have several drawers and cupboards or shelves that are full, then it would be great if you could get them on board with decluttering and letting go what they no longer need so that they can create more space, right? Because you don't want to have a bunch of cupboards and a bunch of drawers, a bunch of shelves, you know, in your basement, maybe your storage room full of stuff. That's not gonna work, right? That'll just stress us all out, right? But you can definitely give them something that they can use. And if, like I said, if it's, you know, a cupboard or a drawer and they get it messy, it's okay, right? All right, so let's go into more detail on how to get family members on board, including children, how to motivate them. But before I get to that part of this episode, I want to quickly ask you if you're on Facebook, and if you are, have you joined our Organize for Success Facebook group? If you haven't requested to join, now is a good time to do so. You will find organizing tips and solutions, before and after pics, a community of like-minded people that all want to declutter and have an organized home. And I'm in there as well daily. Yep, daily I am. I hop in, check out how things are going every day. So hop on over and request to join. You know, feel free to ask questions, share your wins, your struggles. We are there for you, and I'd love to see you there. Also, I just created a free masterclass on the 3 most important steps to decluttering and organizing your home. I go over how to get started in your organizing journey, how to let go of those items you struggle to let go of, plus so much more. And once again, it is free. It is a free masterclass on the most important steps to decluttering and organizing your home. If you want more information on the masterclass, send me a quick DM on Instagram at Kathy Organizes, and that's K-T-H-Y, Organizes with a Z. So it's Kathy Organizes, or, you know, shoot me a message on Facebook. Especially if you're in the Facebook group, then definitely send me a message and DM me the words 3 most important steps, and I will send you the link to get access. Also, you should check out our website at kathymckeown.com. There is lots of resources for you, which will help you on your home organizing journey. And if you're not on Facebook or Instagram and you want information on the masterclass, then you can just shoot me a message through our contact form. So on the kathymckeown.com website, you're going to find articles written on home organizing. You're going to find my favorite home organizing products that I suggest. No obligation to buy or anything. It's just some of my favorite Amazon products. You're going to see all our podcast episodes and more, like our blogs, everything. Everything is on there. There's tons of resources there. So feel free to go to kathymckeown.com. And that's Kathy, K-T-H-Y, McEwan is M-C-E-W-A-N.com. Once again, K-T-H-Y, M-C-E-W-A-N.com. Okay, so let's now go back to how to motivate family members to help with decluttering and organizing. One thing you can do is find a common goal. So explain to the family that, you know, maybe you can hold a garage sale or sell the items that they no longer use, and then that money can be put towards a family vacation or something else that would be exciting to have as a family. So it might motivate them to sell their items if they knew that that money is going into a pot or something that will help go towards a family vacation or something else, whatever your family likes to do. Another thing you can do too is explain how donating can help those who are in need, because that's really important when we're letting things go, is that if we can donate some of it to people who really need it. So take this one step further if you want and involve the kids in the process of bringing the items to a shelter, a thrift store, or community centers that may need them, right? So get them on board, explain that somebody else will be able to use them, and like I said, if you want, you can even bring them with you while you donate them. Also, discuss priorities as a family. So this is the perfect time to talk about what's important. Decide as a family what will determine a happy home for you, and discuss the importance of a clutter-free home, and focus on each other rather than the stuff that's in your home, right? So I always say we have so much stuff, but we, you know what? That's not as important as our family, right? So get them on board with this and discuss the priorities of your family. Plus, if you have an organized home with lots of space, then you have more room to do the things together as a family that you like to do. So if you have lots of space, then you have more room to do things like putting a puzzle together or playing games or arts and crafts, whatever. Whatever your family likes to do, but you usually need space to do it. So, you know, that's also a priority. Also, explain that if things are organized, it will be easier to do the things they like to do. So, you know, if they like to, I don't know, say your children like to do arts and crafts, well, then you're going to explain to them that, yeah, you know what, having it organized, you're going to know exactly where the items are that you want to create that craft that you want. So this is all part of teaching family members the importance of having an organized home. And once you've discussed why an organized home is important to you and why it should be important to them, then it's time to show them how to do it, like how it's done. So show them how to declutter with small tasks and teach them the questions to ask themselves when letting go of things they don't use anymore. So, you know, you can give them, I don't know, a task to do that they're going to go through all their stuffed animals. And you're going to teach them how to ask those questions to let go, right? And then if it's your spouse, I don't know, maybe with my spouse, it's usually computer stuff. So, you know, have them go through everything that's related to a certain computer, and then they can let things go. But you have to show them, because sometimes they just don't know. Also, help them create habits around organizing and decluttering. Explain the steps to tidying up and keeping things organized. If they are doing the steps daily, your home will be way more organized and tidy. I promise you, it will. It may not be perfect, but it will be better, right? If you're doing it on a daily basis, right? So explain to them how to create better habits when it comes to decluttering, organizing your home. And, but keep in mind, it does not have to be perfect. And speaking of perfect, don't expect everything to be done to your standards if you're a perfectionist. I know this is tough. It really is. At least it was for me, because I am a perfectionist and I like things to be just right. And I tried to teach my family how to have everything just right. I have 5 kids, 2 biological kids of mine and 3 stepchildren. So I had 5 to try to teach and give them tasks to do. And trust me, it wasn't perfect and I found it tough. But sometimes you just have to let them go. I knew my standards, that they wouldn't be working up to my standards. So sometimes I would just do it myself. I think they're not going to do it as good as I do, so I'm going to do it myself. Or I knew it would be a fight to get them to do it, so I would just do it myself, because I knew that I'd have to ask them sometimes over and over to do something. And it would be easier for me just to do it myself. But that's not the answer, because you know what? I burnt out big time trying to do it all as well as work full time. Try to tidy up after 6 other family members and work full time. Yeah, it was really tough. And so I burnt out. I realized, though, it wasn't fair. It just isn't fair. So I had to put a stop to it. And you can too. I gave my family chores to do to keep our home organized and clean, and I had to try really hard to not get on their case if it wasn't up to my standards. That was a tough one for me. It really was, but I had to let go and delegate, and I realized that it doesn't have to be perfect. You can also create rules for your family. Like, you know, the one in, one out rule. You buy one thing, you have to take one thing out and donate it or let it go. And so you can also teach your family members these same rules, but it doesn't have to be exactly one in, one out. Like I always say, you know, it doesn't have to be exactly one in, one out. It's not every single time you bring one thing in, you have to go now take something to a donation store or something like that. No, but the idea is to not keep bringing things into the home without letting some go, because it's just going to pile up. You have to let things go, right? So you can teach your family that by having these rules. Also, you can have consequences if they don't do the task that you've assigned them, and be sure to stick to these consequences. If you don't stick to the consequences, they won't work. You'll be totally wasting your time trying to get them to do the task, because they're not going to take you seriously. So you have to have consequences and stick to them. If they don't do it, there's a consequence and you need to stick to it. And when it comes to decluttering and letting go, take it slow with your family members, because letting go can be difficult, right? We all know that letting go can be difficult and it may take some time. So give them time to let go of those items, but also you have to give them a deadline, right? Because you don't want them to take their time so long that it never gets done. So there has to be some kind of deadline, but, you know, be easier on them and give them time to do it. Also, give them space to find their way. Remember, another person's garbage is another person's treasure. And that may be the case in your own home. Your partner or your children may want to keep something valuable to them, but it isn't to you. And that's okay. However, if everything is a treasure to them, then that's a different story, right? We can't have that. You can't have everything that they say is special to them. But if they kept some, it's okay. And remember that this is a process, so keep leading by example, and they may begin to understand that they don't need to keep the things they should let go of. Like if you show them that you are letting go of items as well, then that teaches them that they can do it too. So remember, this is a process. Keep leading by example. You do it, and then you might have a better chance. I'm not saying that they will, but you may have a better chance of them letting go if they see that you're letting things go. And don't forget to have a reward. Everyone likes to be rewarded for the hard work. So think of something that you can do that shows how much you appreciate the hard work that they have done with decluttering, organizing, and keeping your home tidy and clean. So your reward could be a dinner out for a family, or it could be a family day somewhere. I'm not sure what you would like to do. That's a reward for your family, but it's always nice if there is a reward. And praise, right? Because everyone loves to feel appreciated and praised for a job well done. So don't forget to tell them how much you appreciate what they have done, right? And as mentioned earlier, just before we go, I just wanted to once again mention that don't forget to request and join our private Facebook group, Organize for Success. Organizes with a Z and not an S. So definitely request to join that private Facebook group, Organize for Success. And also go to KathyMcEwen.com to see a bunch of resources available to you, including our podcasts and articles written on home organizing, the free masterclass of the three most important steps to decluttering and home organizing. Also, we have home organizing products that I recommend, plus so much more at KathyMcEwen.com. So definitely check that out, KathyMcEwen.com. And I just want to thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. 80 episodes, amazing. And I will see you next time.